Welcome to an episode of Conversation with Claudia. I invite members of our Keweenaw community to talk about themselves or any topic that matters to them or our community at large. This area of Michigan is on the Keweenaw Peninsula, almost as far north in the Upper Peninsula as you can go. So I'm talking with my neighbor, Catherine Kay, and we'll be seeing what she thinks about the life she's led and maybe some things that will be interesting to people at large and also possibly her children. So when were you born?
In 1937.
And I think you've got a birthday coming up, you told me.
It's October 24th.
You were born in Pelkey, Michigan. Whereabouts is Pelkey located?
Pelkey is halfway between, say, Berga and Tapiola. It's in the farming community.
Up here in Houghton County.
No, it's not in Houghton County.
It's not in Houghton County.
Berga County.
But it's close by.
Close by what?
Close by Houghton County, I think. Isn't Pelkey pretty close by?
Not really. It's, okay. I don't know, maybe about 10 miles south of Tapiola. I'm just guessing.
So you were born in Pelkey, and how long did you live there?
Till I was 4 years old.
And then you moved.
Then we moved to Detroit, and 2 years later we found an apartment in Highland Park, which is a suburb of Detroit within Detroit. It's 1 mile square, you know, Highland Park is.
I remember seeing Highland Park because my great aunt lived there for a long time, and her husband was an attorney for the city, and there's a lot of very large, beautiful homes that were beautiful homes in Highland Park. Did you notice a change take place during the time you were living there?
I haven't been there. You know, I haven't been there. Detroit was a beautiful, I mean, Highland Park was a beautiful small city. It was, all the trees were lined with, streets were lined with elm trees. All the people were working. And my classmates all came, most of them came from very wealthy families. Their parents were professionals, doctors and lawyers. And
you went to school there. How long did you go to school?
I graduated from high school there.
Do you remember the name of the school? I'm guessing maybe there was probably only one high school, Highland Park High School,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, Highland Park High School.
Were those good years for you being in high school?
Absolutely. It was a very good school.
What was your favorite? Do you remember any teacher names?
Oh, gee. Mr. Blanick was our band leader, John Blanick.
So that means that was probably one of your favorite classes.
Music, yeah. I played the oboe.
Well, that's kind of a tough instrument to play.
It's the hardest instrument to play.
It's a beautiful instrument. So you played in an orchestra.
Orchestra and band.
So there must have been, did they have violins too?
In the orchestra, sure.
So you played in the orchestra and in the band. Did you play oboe in both those groups?
Right. Mm-hmm. But in marching band, I played the bells.
Oh my gosh, you were in marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So when you did marching band, you played the bells. Was that tough to move in time?
No, I carried it. No, not at all.
In time to the music? Was that kind of tough to do?
No. Mm-mm. I had to hold the keyboard up like this and bang on it, and it was attached to my waist, and that's how I played it. Dee, 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 dee.
Did your band travel?
We went to out-of-town athletic events.
With maybe your football team?
Yeah, for various reasons. Let's see. I'm sure we went to more places like Ann Arbor and stuff for, I can't remember what anymore. It's 60 years ago.
All right, so you had a football team, I'm guessing, that you marched in band for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you played the bells. So when you did band with the oboe, did that band do any traveling?
If there was a special concert somewhere, I'm sure that we traveled. I just can't remember those things. No, since my husband died, I've forgotten.
So your husband was Eddie. And you were married in, you remember what year?
1959.
That's 10 years after I was born. I was 10 years old when you got married. How old were you when you got married?
21 or 22, I think.
How did you meet your husband?
We spotted each other in front of the church. The church gang was outside talking after church services, and I asked one of my lady friends, who's that guy standing with Howard Johnson over there by the tree? And she said, ask him. So I walked over there and I asked Howard, I went to Howard and I said, hello, how are you? And he said, fine, I want you to meet my friend Eddie. He's Ed Kokala. He's home from the army right now. And we talked for a little while. I went back to the gang of kids I was talking to, and then when Howard and Eddie decided to leave, Eddie turned around and he said, can I call you sometime? I said, sure. So he gave me his phone number and he left. And it's been Eddie ever since. I never went out with another guy since then, to my recollection at all.
What was best about Eddie? What was he like?
He looked honest. He looked honest. I mean, sometimes you can tell how a person is. Maybe not everybody can, but I can.
Was that his best quality, would you say, that he was honest?
I think so, yeah. We never lied to each other. He never lied to me. I never lied to him, even in an argument. If something annoyed me or I annoyed him, we'd tell each other. And then we talk about it and solve the problem.
Did you have any pet peeves or anything about him you kind of wished weren't kind of annoying?
There was one small one. He used to go fishing all the time with Eddie, which I did not mind. I was glad he did that. But he and Eddie and their friends used to stop for a few drinks on the way home, and that used to kind of annoy me, but not that much. He'd come home, we'd sit and talk, and that was it, you know.
So you and Eddie were married for a long time. He just died about 5 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably over 60 years that you were married. Did you have any special anniversaries that you celebrated? Anything special that you two used to do?
I think we celebrated every one, and I think we celebrated by going out to eat, usually to Gino's restaurant. That was our favorite restaurant to eat at.
Gino's is in Detroit. I don't know if they still exist, but I remember that restaurant myself.
Yeah.
Gino's Surf, is that the name of it? I can't remember for sure.
It was just Gino's restaurant.
Yeah.
I was good friends with the owner's wife, too.
Oh.
Laverne.
What advice would you give to parents today as far as what they should be doing as parents? Because four kids, that's a stay-at-home mom. That's a pretty serious job. What about discipline?
Always tell the truth to them. Discipline, don't scream and yell at them or spank them ever. Sit them down and talk about what the problem is and explain to them what could happen if they keep doing this particular thing. Just be calm about it. No, I suppose if it was really bad, they couldn't have a popsicle or something. I don't know. It could have been something like that.
So what was dinner time like? Did everybody have to sit down all together and come in from play? And
they usually just came in. I can't remember that they had to come in or anything, but I just tell them supper's ready.
And you've been in Hancock since the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you didn't have all your children here, though, did you? You had at least one or two downstate? You had Kathy downstate.
And Edward. And then Peter was born when we lived in Hancock. We lived in Hancock. And then also Andrea.
You moved up here. You visited here frequently to your aunt and uncle on the farm. And did they all live in Pelkey?
To all of my aunts and uncles. Not all of them. Many of them did, though. I had many, many aunts and uncles. And, my mother had seven sisters, and I had a lot of relatives everywhere. There was relatives in Marquette.
Do you speak the Finn language?
I did initially when I was very little, but that's because when the grown-ups were visiting, they spoke Finn, so I had to be able to communicate with them.
Can you say any Finnish words for me now?
I probably could. Guinka se mene. Guinka is how, se is you, and mene is
se mene.
How are you?
Do you have any opportunities anymore to speak in your first language?
Only to be funny or...
Why did his education stop at eighth grade?
He was busy working on the farm.
Would any child at that time need to quit school and be available to do farm work?
I think so. It was hard work.
Did he have other siblings also that stayed home and after eighth grade?
I'm sure he did, yeah.
So what did they grow on the farm? What was there?
It was mostly cornfields.
And was that to provide grain for animals? They would sell that as grain?
I think so. It would have been that, and I forget what the other thing is. Corn, anyway, all I know is they grew corn for the most part. And everybody had gardens, too, you know.
To feed their family.
Right.
So did they stay in the farming business all their adult lives? Your grandparents? Oh. Or your aunts and uncles, whoever was living up here on farms?
No. They, most of them, moved, like, to Chicago or... They moved to...
To get a
they
job?
They moved to the city somewhere.
Okay. So did they sell the farm then? Everybody sold their farm and moved?
Well, they didn't all live on farms. Pelkey was a small community, too. They must have sold their farms and moved.
What kind of job did your dad have when he was raising his family?
He worked at the Ford Hospital in the maintenance department, the wall washer. And
how long did he work there? Did he retire from there?
I think he did.
And I know you told me when we talked earlier that he was very good in drawing and painting.
Yes, he taught me art.
Do you still paint?
I did for many years. I've got books of the paintings I've sold. I've got little photographs of paintings
I
sold.
I'd like to see that sometime.
Yeah, they're in the drawer there somewhere.
I'll look at that later on.
Mm-hmm. People would ask me to paint their dog or paint their children.
And did you do that?
Oh, yeah. They could give me a black and white photo, and I could make a colored...
Wow.
Oil painting of it. In fact, I thought I had one in here,
I guess I don't. Are they yours?
My father did those. The house on the left is the house I was born in, and the one on the right... No, the one on the left is the one I lived in last before we moved to Detroit. The one on the right is the one I was born in. My father did those.
So he showed you how to draw and paint.
Yes, he taught me many, many things. He taught me how to cut hair. And when I'd be cutting his hair, we'd have discussions about philosophy and so forth. And he had all kinds of very, very good insights that I learned from.
What was a particular philosophy he held that you then took to be your own thinking? What did he think about religion?
He was definitely a Christian. Definitely. Yeah, he took me to church often, and my sister,
too. Was church
too.
Important to your family?
Definitely.
Was it
yes.
also then important to your own family with your four children and your husband?
Yes, definitely.
And which church did you most recently go to? Now it's you can't get out, but what was your favorite church here?
I went to the First Apostolic Lutheran Church in Hancock. And I'd still be going, but I can't drive anymore, and I don't have anyone to drive me. So I'm stuck at home. I don't know very many of the neighbors anymore at my age. And I don't have a means to get to church.
Other than the drawing and painting that you did, in school, what were your favorite subjects? I know we covered band and orchestra, but did you have other favorite subjects?
Yeah. I like most of them. English,
I think
math.
You told me you disliked one particular subject.
It may have been history.
But math was one of your favorites. And then you went into, got a job in an accounting office, didn't you, at Michigan Tech?
Yeah, but I was just a receptionist there.
What other jobs did you have up here?
I worked for Dr. Kurtz. He was an eye doctor, optometrist in Hancock. I worked for him for many, many years, and then I quit because I hate to say this, but I didn't like the lady who started working there with me.
What was the problem with her?
She was very critical of everything about me. And, I mean, I can take things like that, but I don't want to take it on a daily basis. I wanted to be friends with someone I work with, not be criticized all the time. So I told Dr. Kurtz, I said, it's either her or me.
Do you have a political party that is your favorite?
Republican.
Have you been able to vote in these times that you've been kind of stuck in the house? Do you still vote? Absentee ballot?
I will vote.
I do absentee. It's kind of nice to just sit there at home and look it over and then mail it.
Now, where do you get the absentee ballot?
From the clerk's office. You can do it online.
Andrea will know how for me to get connected with that. She knows everything about computers and that kind of stuff.
Who did you vote for in the last election, if you feel like saying?
Let's see, who were they?
The last election was between Biden and Trump.
Trump.
And before that was between Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Trump.
Before that was Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. So you stayed with Republican all the way?
Always, ever since I was a little girl. I used to hear the grown-ups talking.
So what is your main concern about the other party that keeps you from voting for them? Well, one of the main complaints of people that don't vote for a Democrat seems to be taxes, border, economy.
I think it's the economy. When I get into discussions about this with people, I can clear it in my mind. I just can't get it straight right now. But ever since I was a little girl, I thought Democrats, I must have been about 7 or 8, the name must be derived from demons after hearing the grown-ups talk, you know.
If you could travel in time, what era would you want to revisit or go to, maybe the future or the past?
I think I'd rather go in the future.
In the future, when both you and I are gone, I'm guessing there will be flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
Interspace travel. Would you want to be an astronaut and go into space?
No, but I'd like to have one of those, what are they called? It's two syllables. A car that can fly.
Oh, a self-driving car?
No. They make big machines out of it, too. And they can make them just as small as a fly.
Oh, a drone?
Drone, yeah.
Do you like to watch science fiction movies or read science fiction books?
I used to read a lot of them, and I always liked science fiction movies. But I don't watch movies anymore.
So I'm going to ask you some would-you-rather questions. These are going to seem kind of goofy, so we'll see what happens. Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
I think 10 minutes, that's all I'd need. What could I do if I knew something 150 years ahead of time? There's nothing I could do now where 10 minutes I could help someone.
Would you rather have telekinesis, which is the ability to move things with your mind, or telepathy, the ability to read minds?
I think telepathy.
Tell me more.
Because I've kind of experienced it sometimes.
Maybe we don't want to know what somebody's thinking if it's not pleasant.
I don't mind what people are thinking. Everyone has a right to think what they want.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
It's hard to keep up with. There's this long 86-year clothesline of memories.
I like that image, a clothesline of memories.
I do remember a lot of things, like from my childhood and teenage years. There's a lot of things I do remember.
Is there anything that sticks out that's an especially pleasant memory that you go back to and revisit it?
When Eddie said, I do, that brought tears to my eyes the other day.
Well, you had him for over 60 years. That's pretty doggone lucky.
Mm-hmm. He slept in that chair the last few years because he was kind of crippled, you know. He had quite a few things wrong with him.
Would you rather work under a hot sun or extreme cold?
I think extreme cold.
Well, you kind of get that up here a little bit, I imagine. So you don't like it. You don't like to be sweaty. You'd rather be able to put something on to get warmed up.
I think so, yeah.
Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Maid. for sure. I've lost the ability to clean house because of my ankles. I can't do what I used to do. I used to race around the house and wash all the ceilings and floors twice a year. I haven't done that for a couple decades now.
If you had a personal chef, what kind of meal would you really love to have?
Oh, stew. Beef stew or whatever. Any kind of a meal. Whatever they decide. As long as it's food that I like.
Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Pause or rewind? I don't know what you do with either one.
I guess if I could rewind, I guess it depends on how far back you'd go. It'd be like going back in time or just stopping something and remembering it.
I think I prefer the pause.
Just hold on to a moment that you're in.
Right.
Is there anything that you would like to share with your children through this recording that we haven't talked about?
Not that I know of, because we've talked about everything, my children and I, all of them.
I appreciate your giving me this time today,
mm-hmm.
and have a good evening.